your unique sparkle. What makes you unique? We will be focusing on your fears and any disbeliefs that may be holding you back. Find that confidence and building your self-esteem. It's about knowing your self-worth and establishing what your purpose or mission is in this world. Discover what makes you beautiful and show your unique sparkle today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Unique Sparkle. This is Debbie, and I'm going to be your host. And today we have a special guest. This is Jennifer Van Wyk, and she is amazing. She is a humanitarian, an author, and registered clinical counselor. Jennifer has been director of her company, Van Wyk Consulting, for over 10 years and has served thousands of clients. She has received a Medal of Honor from the Canadian government for her humanitarian work during the Ebola response in West Africa and has set up programs all over the world helping people to recover from war, natural disasters, and epidemics. And she has a book, you guys, The Good Thing About Mortar Shells, Choosing Love Over Fear. And it was a bestseller in multiple categories at its release in 2020. And the book is about how to deeply connect with your heart and intuition to hear the message your emotions are trying to give you so that you can have the life that you want. And isn't that what all of us want? Everybody, I give you Jennifer Van Wyk. Yay!
Jennifer. Oh, thank you so much, Debbie. It's such a pleasure to be here. I'm a big fan of your podcast. I love what you're doing. I'm so impressed with all the different things you're balancing in your life to get this going. So thanks so much for making time for me.
Absolutely, Jennifer. I can't wait to talk to you because you just sound like my type of people. I see you guys. Oh my gosh. So tell us, Jen, let's just start it right off the bat. What is the point of emotions?
Yeah. So that's a big question right off the bat, you know, and I think emotions are something that we're just starting to really understand and learn maybe even how to deal with. I think in general, we're very terrified of our emotions. They're unpredictable. They jump on us out of nowhere. You know, we don't know what to do with them or what their purpose is. But emotions are really absolutely incredible. And I'm someone, I have a really massive heart, you know, and sometimes people are like, oh, that's so sweet. But no, it's not sweet. Yeah. You just feel the suffering and the pain of the world. And until I learned how to utilize my heart and listen to emotions and work with them, I thought I was crazy. I was spiraling into a very, very deep depression. I turned off my heart to numb it, you know, and the thing about emotions is it's on or off. Right. And so it wasn't until I did my thesis that I finally understood that my arch nemesis emotions are actually something that's super integral for us getting the things that we want, right? For us getting the results we want.
Absolutely. And being able to have control of those so that they don't take away from you, I think is a part of that.
Yeah. The metaphor I created from I did my thesis on how quantum physics relates to psychotherapy and creating a theory of intention. And the dean of my university said it was actually the most researched thesis he had ever seen. He was an advisor on it. And the metaphor I created was that we're like a car, you know, and thinking, which is what we always talk about. We always talk about, okay, I'm going to change my thinking. I'm going to do positive thinking. I'm going to change my self-talk. That's like the steering wheel of the car. The emotions are the engine of the car, right? So if we're just thinking, then we're kind of sitting in a parking lot, kind of like Maggie Simpson, and we're just turning the steering wheel back and forth, right?
Right. Do that honking.
Yeah. But if we don't have emotions, then we're not going to go anywhere. But also, if we don't have thinking with that, we're just going to drive straight off a cliff, right? So we really need to integrate the two. How do we use our thinking and how do we work with our emotions so that we can take the direction that we want in life?
Yes, I like that. That's very good. I like the way you put that. So how can you change or control your emotions? How would you help somebody that came up and said, asked you that?
Yes. I mean, I think fundamentally, it's about not running away from them. So another metaphor, I was just on another podcast and he said I had a lot of like transportation metaphors, but this has to do with a bus. And it's kind of like if you are driving a bus, right? And if you are sad, then that means sadness is driving the bus. And then that means that bus is going to go wherever sadness wants to go. But if you're driving the bus and you have sadness as a passenger, or your heart feels sadness, then sadness can do its thing. It can have its tantrum. It can wail or whatever it wants to do. And you can hear it, but you still decide where that bus goes, right? So when you deal with emotions, you need to create a little bit of distance between you and your emotions. And I find the most effective way to do that is through visualizations. I'm a massive fan of visualizations because the brain cannot tell the difference between our imagination and reality. If you imagine that you're eating a lemon right now, just imagine biting into a lemon and the juice squirting, and right, you know there's no lemon right now. But you start developing saliva in your mouth. Your body thinks that there's lemon, even though you know that it's not there, right? Using a visual, this is, it's kind of a quirk of ours, but I like to maximize that. So
eat a piece of cake instead?
Yeah, okay. You could. You really could. I have a cake metaphor for you also. But yeah, it's really about, so I have a visualization. I'd love to just offer it totally free. I'll give you the site for your listeners because I think it's just so integral. And it's just where you separate yourself and you see your heart and it's separate. It's maybe a cartoon heart, a literal heart, right? And then you can have that discussion because there's space between you and your heart, and then see, okay, how are you feeling? What's going on? Why? Right? Sit beside your heart. Listen to what your emotions have to say. You don't have to obey your emotions, but you always have to listen to them and then make a decision based on that information.
I like that. Yeah. Cause my bus probably would drive me to Taco Bell.
Yeah. Hey, I know you are just under so much pressure right now, and you've got this big, classic universe coming up, don't you?
Oh, well, I did. I actually won.
Yes. Amazing. That's so cool. Wow. I can't believe it.
Yeah. That was a major, you know, it was a goal of mine. So I did it. And now I've got more things on the works and coming up, and I'm getting even more and more busy. So it's all fun stuff and it's all wonderful. And just like this podcast, you know, just talking to beautiful people, Jennifer, I mean, it's just so amazing. We can be wherever we are in the world and be able to share these conversations, because these are powerful conversations and inspire and motivate so many people.
And that's why I'm so impressed with what you're doing, because you're making this happen, you know. I hope you just take a moment to really, because we always want to move forward, and so when we accomplish a good, like an incredible goal, like you've just done, like you just got number one, right? I hope you take a moment to just let that seep into your skin for a few seconds and just really appreciate the hard work you've done, you know?
Absolutely. I was just telling another person I was talking to, a lot of times, you know, we're not perfect. I just try my best. And at the end of the day, if I don't get to everything I want to do, I go, wow, but I did this, 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 and this. And I do a little pat on my back and I'm like, yeah, you're doing it. I didn't just sit there and make up excuses. You know, I don't know how many times, you know, you can wake up and you can have like, okay, I have the whole day free, and people will say they don't want to schedule anything, but then they get on their phone and they're on Instagram for an hour. mm-hmm. or another social network. And before they know it, their whole day is gone and they've wasted it not doing anything or getting anything really productive accomplished, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I understand that a lot of people don't want to make schedules because they don't want to live by a schedule, but just to have an idea, like, I'm going to do this. I want to get this done. And then just prioritize. And then if you get a few of those things done, just go, wow, good job.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's tough, isn't it? Because this actually really relates to this whole view I have of choosing love over fear. This is like a really massive passion of mine. I've got even a ring that says love on it. You know, it's always something that I'm trying to do. And so often, like humans, we just have this need to move forward, right? To get better, right? Exactly. We just, everything does actually. Seeds turn into trees, you know, like there's seasons change. We always are progressing. That's a constant. And we can progress in two ways. We can progress in a fear-based way, or we can progress in a love-based way. We're going to progress, but I don't think there's anything wrong with either way. The only difference is how pleasant it is in the present moment. Right. So you mentioned how, okay, I want to do this. I want to do that. That is very love-based. When you have something that you desire and that's pulling you forward, that makes your present moment so much more lovely. Often what happens is humans, or it's just our default to think about what we don't want. Like, I don't want to let people down. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to be a bad parent, right? And that's very fear-based. It's running away from something that, yeah, from what we're afraid of. Sure. And the purpose of that is to move us forward, right? But when you think about, even right now, if you take a moment to think about all the things you don't want, it feels heavy and icky in your body, right? And all we have is the present moment. And so that's what you're creating your present moment to be. So just shifting that every time you find yourself in a don't want, just shifting it to want.
Absolutely. Because I think if I walked around thinking about, I don't want this to happen, I don't want that to happen. And I can't tell you, I do that. I mean, I think we all do. But I mean, like, I will do stuff like that to my mind. And I'll be like, Debbie, what are the facts here? Mm-hmm. These are the questions that go in my mind. What do you know? Like, I'm thinking, I don't want this to happen or this to happen. Debbie, first of all, what are the facts? What do you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's probably not even going to happen. You're creating this stress and this anxiety, which gives us sickness and illness. You know, it takes away from our immunity. It's bad on our bodies. So I just say, let it go. If it shows up and becomes something real, then it's something to worry about. But to sit back and to think of something of what could be is a waste of time. Now let's put your mind to something a little bit more productive, okay?
Yes.
Better.
I'm hearing a big want for you is productivity, hey?
Like, yes.
You want to make the most of your time, right?
Absolutely.
And you don't want to waste it. So it's just, yeah, okay, how can I make the most of the time? And I have to say, sometimes we do need to just veg out. I say this to my clients, everything has seasons. There's night, there's day, there's tide in, there's tide out, there's summer, there's winter, right? We need that time to recharge. And sometimes it is by watching reality TV shows or going on social media.
And going, you know what? I don't do this all the time, but I need this right now.
Yeah.
I need to just, you know, and I need to be okay with it and know that I'm okay. I'm giving myself a break, because sometimes you need to do that. And a lot of people, I've talked to some guests that believe that you can't give yourself a break at all.
Mm,
and yeah. I don't agree with that. I don't live like that. I could tell you, if they bring donuts into work and I want one, I'm eating one.
Yeah. Right. Everything.
You know, but I mean,
No, I love it. I love the quote of everything in moderation, even moderation, you know?
Yes. And that's, yes. And that's how I want to live.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's to each their own. I get it. But I just, you know, in order for me to stay on a path, I could go, okay, well, Debbie, you're going to have to give yourself a little bit of leeway. You have to enjoy life too.
Yes.
It's this present time. I want to be here. I don't want to be thinking, but I've got to lose those 10 pounds. I have to, you know what I mean? In moderation, right. You are not, you know, just because you eat one salad does not mean you're going to get skinny. Mm-hmm. And just because you eat one pizza all by yourself, you're not going to get fat.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And it's about framing it. So, okay, I don't want to be fat, right? That creates a lot of anxiety in you. Whereas I want to be the best, healthiest version of myself, or I want to treat my body really well. Maybe that means having a donut. Maybe that doesn't mean having a donut. For me, I don't care what the decision is. I only care how it was made. Was it made out of love? Was it made out of fear? Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. Very good. Yeah.
It's so, I mean, as a humanitarian, you meet a lot of incredible people doing incredible things, but they are not incredible in how they're doing them. You know, and for me, it's so important. It's not what you do. No one's better than anyone else. It's how you do it. And that's what I really like about your podcast, because you're about the sparkle with people. And I think that's so important to realize that each of us has such an important gift. We don't have to compare it to somebody else's gift. We have our path. It's totally different. It's our own. And that is a beautiful, magnificent thing. And that blesses you and blesses everyone around you when you follow that, you know?
I absolutely agree. You know, and that was something like when I would do teaching dancing a long time ago, I would always choreograph to the student to make them look good so that they would sparkle on stage. Oh. It wasn't about me and what I could do. Maybe I could do 10,000 turns. I was a turner, but yeah. They had extension where their leg came up here, and maybe it was their left leg and not their right leg, or, you know what I mean? Like whatever it was for them, because they were different and unique. And it was me finding that special unique about them and helping them get that out. So that they could shine and everyone could see it. That's what I love doing.
Oh, Debbie, that's so beautiful, you know? And you have no idea the ripple effect that has, right?
Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that. So now I'm doing it in a different way and just getting out there and just letting everybody share and just inspiring and motivating people to come out of their shells, come out of their comfort zones and be okay to find that courage, because, you know, that's really hard to do
it that. You know, this I think is my biggest challenge, because I want so much. I feel other people. I feel when they're uncomfortable. I feel when they're insecure, and I want so much to make them comfortable, to see them, to see their own beauty, you know? And so what I do, and I'm really trying to break this, is I keep myself small. And that's exactly the wrong thing to do, right? Oh, because I don't want to make them uncomfortable, right? I don't want to rock the boat, all this stuff. And it's so important. And it's something I'm really just trying to do little bits every day, is just, yeah, shine bright. Because when you are shine bright, you are a light into the world, and it encourages and gives permission for other people to shine bright. Right.
And I'm there with you. So I would always deaden my sparkle around people. I was going into a new group of people because I didn't want to shine too bright, have people not like me, but they weren't really getting to know me for who I really was. Mm-hmm. I could be pretty loud and boisterous and a lot to take on some people, but you know what? I think the message we need to give here, Jennifer, is that it doesn't matter, even if you are, that though your people are going to like you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have everybody like you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
So this is one thing I talk about. We know that in our brain, mm-hmm. but there's a difference between knowing that in your heart.
Uh-huh. And I am there with you because you do. You really want to be, you know, approved by everybody. And it just really isn't there. And it's that acceptance that's very hard to do. And I myself, Jennifer, I get you. I try to do that all the time. So it is something I have to say to myself, Debbie, it's okay. You know, you were the dance captain of the Rockettes. It's okay to tell people that. I'd have friends mm-hmm. say, Debbie, I never even knew that about you.
Yeah.
Why would I be embarrassed of that? I should be happy and proud. That's amazing. How many other people would love to be able to say that? And I'm blessed and I am worthy. And I say that to myself all the time because I have to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I work with clients, they'll often be like, well, but that's so selfish, you know, that's so self-centered. And I really have seen this millions of times, actually, is you cannot give bananas unless you have bananas. It's just a thing, right? And so when you don't revel in your glory or your sparkle, right. you cannot then genuinely appreciate other people's sparkle, right? You have to. So this is a segue into that cake metaphor I mentioned earlier.
Okay, I'm already thinking about cake.
So I want you to imagine that you have not eaten anything for 2 weeks. You're starving, absolutely starving. Nothing, not cake, not steak, not bread, nothing. Your friend invites you to her birthday party. You crawl over there. She gives everyone a piece of birthday cake, but she forgets to give you a piece of birthday cake. What would your reaction be? What? I thought you were supposed to be my friend, right? Like, you're going to have a really massive reaction.
Probably. Yes.
I mean, I would. Okay. Now imagine you just had a really delicious, nutritious meal. You're completely full. You roll over to your friend's house. She's having a birthday party. She gives everybody a piece of birthday cake, but she forgets to give you birthday cake. What is your reaction?
I'd probably be, you know what? I feel pretty good. My body feels good. I don't really need that.
Yeah. You could be a little disappointed, right? Like, oh, what about me? But maybe you're even glad of like, whew, okay, dodge that bullet. You know, it's a totally different reaction. And the difference is you're full or you're starving, right?
Absolutely.
So how do you feed yourself that nutritious meal, right? That's the eternal question. And that's the whole heart connection, right? When you can take care of your heart, it gives you something tangible to love. We say, oh, love yourself, but who is me? Who is myself? How do I love that? You know, there's no difference, right? But when you can separate and you've got that heart that you can love and care for and listen to and comfort, that is such a deep, profound way to love yourself, to feed yourself that nutritious meal so that you can then interact with people in such a more healthy way. You're not going to overreact, right? People are going to forget to give us birthday cake. But when they do give us birthday cake, it can be really wonderful and delicious. And we can really savor that moment. And we're not just gobbling it down because that's what we're surviving on, right? Yeah. And I use the birthday cake because birthday cake is delicious. It's sweet, but it does not a meal make. You know, if we're living off birthday cake, we're going to get vitamin K deficiency, right? Like, and that's how so many of us operate. We live off the love or the validation from other people, and we're starving because we don't know how to give that to ourselves, right? But when we give it to ourselves, we become such a better friend. We become so much healthier, and then we can show people maybe how they can feed themselves, because as much as we give them birthday cake, it also is not going to be enough for them, you know?
Absolutely. they got to learn how to do it on their own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a constant work.
It is, right? You can't have one meal and you're full for life. You got to keep on eating every day.
Every single day. Absolutely. So you're going to keep working on yourself every single day. I mean, yeah. Some people, I think they think, oh, well, I did that for this amount of time. And then I, you know, stopped because they thought they were, you know, whatever, better, or I don't know.
I know. Or sometimes too, when you're stressed or super busy, it's the first thing you stop, you know, like for me, when I start to get burnt out, when I'm in these really intense situations, I notice, because I'll stop doing yoga or, I mean, I always meditate, but maybe my meditation, I'll skip it or who knows. Right. But some of those things, it's so ironic that the moment I need something the most is when I kind of feel like it's too difficult to do. You know,
it's so true. And if you just do it, you probably feel a lot better. And I'm saying this to myself because since the pageant, I haven't gotten up and worked out at 4 a.m. Okay. I've just confessed that to everybody in the world. Okay. But I got to say, I do carry the mail every day.
Yes.
Out of the truck all day long. I'm pushing boxes and it's over 100 degrees. So I am getting exercise.
Yeah. And again, it's that appreciation for your body, right? Like you have accomplished this incredible goal. And what does your body need now? You know,
rest. It needed rest. And I was like, you know what, Debbie, be okay with that. Mm-hmm. You know that you'll get back when it cools down, I can get back to my regular routine, but it's really accepting that in myself to not feel that guilt.
Ugh,
which, right? Jennifer, I have to tell you, I walked into the, I deliver mail in the retirement community here in town. Okay.
Wow.
And I walked into the community center and it was a quilt club. And I thought it said guilt club.
Uh-oh, that's what we call a Freudian slip.
And I said, oh, well, I shouldn't have had that extra donut this morning. Maybe I shouldn't have had that second cup of coffee.
Uh-huh. You know, all my clients will tell you this. My least favorite word in the English language is should. You know, it is just it. All it does is it just creates guilt, you know, just choose not to, you know, take your power back, right? Are you going to do this or are you not? Doesn't matter what you decide, but just be in charge of that decision. Don't like, oh, I should have not, or I shouldn't have done it. You know, it creates so much suffering and misery in the moment.
It makes me think of driving. Another thing with the driving. Okay. It's like you're at the orange light. And you either stop or you go really fast, but you can't just stop in the middle of the road and get squished just like grape.
Yeah, great analogy. Okay, I'll add that to my transit analogy category.
Yeah, I like that. There you go.
Yeah. That's great.
Guilt, I mean, you know. Yeah, the girls laughed it. They just thought that was so funny. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. It says quilt club. I was.
Oh, yeah. Guilt is that is a really tough emotion, you know? And I think the purpose of guilt and emotions, I would love to be able to categorize them, and you can a little bit, but they can be complex. Guilt, in general, I will say, is usually there. The message is that, hey, I want to do this in the future, right? Or I don't want to do, like, I regret having done that, or I wish I had done that. And so the message is, okay, well, this is how I want to be, right? I want to take really good care of my body, you know, or I want to enjoy the sweetness of life in some sort of way. Right.
Tomorrow's
and Yeah. Yeah. And just using that, taking that message. Okay. Thank you for that message. Now you can go. You don't need to be here anymore. And I do have to say 80% of the time with emotions, once you can label them, you don't have to go into why they're there. That's a myth. Sometimes you do, but most of the time, doesn't matter why you're feeling something. That's a way to avoid actually feeling it. But just feel it, label it, and 80% of the time it will evaporate. I don't know why. It's magic, but that's just what happens. So that's a big thing to start practicing, you know? Okay. Yeah. I feel crappy. What is that an emotion? But
it is. We've all been there. Well, yeah. Jennifer, I've really enjoyed our conversation tonight, but I have to ask you, because I ask all my guests, what is your unique sparkle on the world?
Yes, I was prepared for this because I have listened to many of your podcasts. I mean, I don't think it's quite unique, but it is the fact that I have a massive heart. And I've learned how to really transform that into a complete superpower. And what I use that superpower for is to help people connect to the love that's inside of them already and all around them. So, yes. Yeah, that's.
Love that, Jennifer. That's gorgeous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You better let that thing shine.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we go today? How can we help you and all that kind of good stuff? Please let us know.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you can visit my website at vanwhiteconsulting.com/podcast. And on that page, it's just for your listeners. There's the meditation, heart connection meditation. So you can practice this. You don't have to sign up for anything. It's really just giving your listeners exactly a step-by-step guide of how to connect your heart, because I really think this is the key to making the world a better place. So please go to that webpage, listen to that a couple times a week if you can, and start really getting to know yourself and what you need and what your purpose is and what your intuition is and what your emotions are. And just do that step by step. And if you want to access my book, you can find it on other pages on the website. It has all the techniques that I've used to really shift from being that really overwhelmed, completely drowning person to somebody that can handle disaster, multiple disasters, you know? So
it sounds like a book I need, Jennifer. I definitely am going to go on there. I'm going to check this out and I'm going to listen to you and do all the things that you said, because I think you just listening to you, I really related to you and what you were saying, and you've moved me, you've motivated me to just want to keep continuing on my journey. So I thank you so much. I just loved that we had this time together to get to know each other and to talk like this. And hopefully we've inspired and motivated other people around the world. Oh, so
such a pleasure, such a pleasure to speak with you and be here. And yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, you guys, I'll put the details down below. And again, we will see you next week on Your Unique Sparkle. Have a great and happy, blessed day. Thank you. Bye, guys.
I'm going to ask you, if you enjoyed this podcast or can think of anyone that might get something from this, to please share it with your friends. And also hit that follow button so you never have to miss another episode. And if you'd like to hear some more great healthy tips inspiring your mind, body, and soul, please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at
Your Unique Sparkle. And send us a message at youryuniquesparkle@gmail.com.
Please be true to yourself, know your self-worth, and stand for your beliefs. I wish you all the best in this world. May God bless you and keep you safe, and we'll talk to you soon.